the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, in association with the Ministry of Education and E-Learning Jamaica, now presents Tablet Vibes, a 5-minute radio drama highlighting the implementation of the Tablets in School program. The good, the bad, the scary, and the exciting aspects.
This is a whole pile of stupidness, you know.
What happened to you this time, Janine? Huh?
What you mean, this time? You make it sound like me always miserable.
Those are your words, not mine. Let's see what's bothering you.
You better bring your chair over here. If Papa Miserable comes to you in his chair, you know it's pure noise in here.
Then make her hurry up then. What happened?
Is this tablet business have me so flustered? I'm not lying. I really feel stupid in the class sometimes. These children seem to know more about this than me, and sometimes they're asking me things I can't even answer.
You were at the training like the rest of us, right?
Yes, I was there, but I didn't understand everything.
Have mercy. Then why you didn't say anything?
I didn't want to look stupid. Nobody else was asking any questions.
But as we tell the children every day that no question is a stupid question.
You come over here to point out my flaws or to help me.
Sorry, the teacher and me have a way of taking over every single conversation. Tell me exactly what is bothering you now. What app you having issues with?
You know, Mark, if I'm to be honest with myself, I'll admit that it's not the apps, the tools, or the fact that the children keep playing games on it, and I can't answer some of the questions they keep asking.
Then, if it isn't any of those things, then what is the problem?
I just have a block on the entire thing. I think we should have been the ones to have gotten the tablets first, at least for a year. You give these things to these children, and they don't understand and appreciate the value of it. It just kind of upset me that all this money is being spent on these things, and these children not even fully able to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. To be fair though, Geneva, based on where the world is headed, the children need to be able to compete on a global level.
Compete on a global level? You and I know that most of these bad picking is not going to turn out to be anything anyway. So why waste money on them?
That's a little harsh.
It annoys me sometimes how you behave like you live in a different world. You are here year after year and see the grades that come out of this place. No matter how hard we try, we can't get them to do assignments on time. There's always some excuse. No light. Parents can't afford to buy books or supplies. And when them rent the books, them come back tear up or wet up, if they come back at all. It's just very frustrating, Mark, that despite all the resources being given to these children, they still come out of here to be a menace to society.
You realize that everything you just said is a strong argument for the tablets and not an argument against it, right?
How so, Smarty?
Okay. Let Mr. Smarty explain it to you.
I don't have class for another 15 minutes, so go ahead. I'm listening.
Good. A captive audience, just the way I like it.
Just talk, no man, jeez.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, Papa Missy come in. You better get up.
What you say?
Oops, too late.
We have each been assigned a chair. Can we please use what belongs to us and stop violating other people's spaces?
Sorry, Harold. Was just talking to Geneva about, well...
Do I look like I care remotely about what you're talking about? I just need you to move.
Before Mark could get an opportunity to convince Geneva the tablets are a positive tool, he has been interrupted. Join us next week, same time, same place, to see if he can talk her into believing as we explore the Tablet Vibes. Tablet Vibes is brought to you in association with E-Learning Jamaica, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, the Universal Service Fund, USF, and the Ministry of Education. For more information on the Tablets in School program, please visit our website at elearnja.org.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.